Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here on the Players Platform Show. And today we're going to be joined with former Eastern Michigan running back transferred to Ferris State, and that is Juwan Lewis. Juwan, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your time at the collegiate levels kind of come and gone, my man, and now you prepare for the next journey in your life?
Man, they always say when you're coming in as a freshman and you're on your official visit that your time is going to go by fast. And, you know, I can't believe right now, I'm one of those guys that's in the grind of actually trying to make it to the next level. And, you know, I do hope that I get that call and get that opportunity.
Nice. And for you, I mean, when does it kind of sink in? I mean, when do you kind of get the idea that, you know what, I mean, because everybody at suits up on Saturday, you know as well, because you've done it, you want to have an opportunity to get to Sunday. When does it kind of sink in your mind that, you know what I'm doing, I'm getting kind of noticed, I'm getting some good feedback. When does it kind of set in that you have a shot at this?
Well, I'll tell you, of course, you know, I played at both the Division I and Division II level, and I'll tell you, it sunk into me that I had a chance when we the small team of Eastern Michigan is playing this big powerhouse SEC school at Florida. So it's kind of late in the game, you know. Of course, we're not winning, you know. We're being humbled a little bit, and but it was a great experience, regardless of the win or the loss. I get a kick return late in the game, and I return it past midfield. I can't remember the exact amount of yards it was, but I'm this kid playing for a MAC team, and I'm like outrunning guys from SEC school, and I'm like, dude, I think I can really play at the next level. And it was even when I transferred down to Division II, it was crazy, you know, where people would watch my practice habits and, you know, they would ooh and ah and say, man, I can't, you know, this is great that you did this. It was during the fall camp, exactly. And they're like, oh, man, I can't, you know, that was a great cut right there, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, it was okay. I could have did this and that and the third better. And, you know, I later learned that I'm labeled as a perfectionist, I guess. My wife has called me a perfectionist. My coaches, my friends have always called me a perfectionist. And I'll always say, no, there's always something I could do better. And, you know, a lot of people would tell me, so I had to actually sit and watch myself at practice. And I'm like, wow, I can do this. I don't want to sell myself short ever. And, you know, people get noticed every single day. You had a guy play in the Super Bowl this past year and only play 1 year of football, and he was playing lacrosse. And it's like anything is possible. Anything that you put yourself to is possible. So you never want to sell yourself short.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, running back, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play? And if so, I mean, did you have the ball in your hands at an early age?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny story because so I was actually in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the time before I even started. I didn't start playing football until I was about 9 years old. And I was playing – I wasn't even playing running back. I was actually playing tight end receiver. I was bigger than everybody. You know, I had this really big growth spurt at the age of 9. And I was bigger than everybody. So it wasn't until I was about 12 years old, you know, my dad was like, don't be surprised with your speed. My dad, Coach Lewis, don't be surprised with your speed. If you get put at running back or you, in, you know, with your size, end up moving you to defense. So I was like, man, Dad, that's not happening. I don't see that happening. You know, lo and behold, man, I was 12 years old and I'm running the ball. And the favorite pitch, you know, they used to pitch it out to me on the outside, man, and I would just take it to the house. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm a running back now, you know. I'm a running back now. So I've been told I've had the frame to play defense, you know, because it was actually – while I was at Eastern Michigan, I was playing both running back and fullback because I had the ability to thump someone. I'm not afraid to thump, you know. You know, you got to have that grit a little bit when you're playing, you know, that position. So I've always been looked at as being a big, heavy third down back or goal line back, you know. But, you know, everybody has seen different potential in me, you know. My father, of course, saw a lot of potential in me. You know, he always labeled me as a diamond in the rough. My wife is my biggest coach. You know, I could feel like I'm doing a million things right, and then once I get home, she's telling me, "Hey, you should have did this." So it was a million things wrong. So that's probably part of the reason why I'm such a perfectionist right there. And you know, it's been a like I said, it's been a blessing, man. But I, you know, at a young age, I knew I was going to be a running back. You know.
Awesome, man. Once again, Jawan Lewis, the standout Fair State Eastern Michigan running back / fullback here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in his name, and then we'll have his full draft bio at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards his next level. You know, you kind of touch base on the toughness you bring to the position. I mean, if you're in the film room, scouts are breaking down some practice tape, game film. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? You know, what are those characteristics? What are those qualities that you bring to the position that you think they're really going to kind of say, hey, we like this kid for these reasons?
Well, since I'm blessed to play two different positions or any position that, you know, a team would tell me to play, as far as a running back, I would say a team would love the fact that I'm a North and South guy. You know, you get a lot of guys that are finesse backs. You know, I'm more the guy who's a one cut and go. That's all I've always been. I'm either going to run through you or run around you. And I mean, if I have to gradually at times make a cut, you know, I would do that, but I'm not an East and West guy. I've never been an East and West guy. I've always loved to be a North and South guy, and that's why I think teams really love me. As far as a fullback standpoint, a team would love me because I'm just not afraid to hit you. I'm not afraid to hit you, and it shows on the film. I'm not afraid. Sometimes I actually hit people by accident, where if you were to look at my highlight tape, you'll see I put in some practice habits just so coaches can see, like, oh, he takes everything serious. He treats everything like a game. Where you would see I'm getting the ball just up the middle, and a guy just happened to be standing there, and I just ran him over. And it was unintentional, and we laughed about it afterwards. But I'm a thumper. You know, I was, you know, back to when I was playing in the Eastern. Of course, when I was playing those plays where I had to, you know, put my hand in the dirt and, you know, dig somebody out. I will say, you know, at first it took a lot of getting used to, but I'm a pretty strong kid. You know, at the pro day, I'm repping 225, 23 times. So I was a pretty strong kid. They knew that, and they knew I had a grit to me. So as the season went on, you know, we're playing guys of Florida and playing in the conference, playing guys of Ball State. They was like, man, you're getting really good at this. But, you know, I always knew I was a running back. So.
Nice. Let me ask you this one. I asked this just to benefit you guys because we pass this off to as many scouts and coaches as we know. Is there anything that goes unnoticed that scouts can't see on film? I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe you said the 23 on the bench press. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are those qualities, those great characteristics that you bring that not necessarily will be seen on film, Jawan?
I can give you a couple, yes. I'm glad you asked that. I can say one thing you hit already was leadership. I've been told that I'm a natural leader. You know, I'm a member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And my dean who brought me in, his name is Alvin Walker. Before I was even in the midst of pledging, he told me right off the bat, he's like, hey, man, you're a leader. You're the one who kind of got this thing started with trying to get athletes, you know, into the fraternity at Fair State University, which was awesome, which opened the door for even regular students. You know, there's that, you know, as far as on off the field and been a leader in the classroom. I actually have a bachelor's degree, and I'm working on my master's in education right now as I'm pursuing.
Congratulations.
So I take full stride and, you know, responsibility on and off the field. I actually had my position coach from Fair State. His name is Coach Josh Ware, who called me yesterday, and he said, man, you know, it's one thing
that I miss is the leadership in the running back group. And I said, what you mean, coach? He said, it was totally different, the drive and the enthusiasm in practice when you were here versus when you're not. It's something missing. And you're that something that's missing. So I enjoyed hearing that. Another thing is, you know, coaches don't see, of course, yes, I'm very weight room savvy. I take pride in workouts. You know, the staff at 11 Athletics, I've had the liberty to work out with Stoney Burks and Eric Brown and a little bit with Brian. He's one of the owners there. And the main thing that they always tell my agent, Alonzo and Marlon, is that I work very hard. I don't see it, of course. You're never going to see how hard you work when you're actually putting in the work. You'll never see it, but when you show other people what you're doing as they record the workouts, they're like, hey, man, you work very, very hard every day. Even when it's you're tired and you feel like you can't go, you're not going to be at your best today, you still work hard. You still work very, very hard. And it was a lot of, you know, areas, pro day, where unfortunately they weren't up to where I want to be, because here we go again, me being a perfectionist, they weren't there. So I'm out here, you know, busting my butt day after day. Hey, man, we need to – so we're going twice a day. Well, we're transitioning the weight room work to the field, you know, on turf here in Ohio. And it's, you know, I'm a hard worker, you know. I take pride, you know, as I said before, I'm a student to the game. I love being a student to the game. I learned how to fall in love with school from working on my master's degree. I learned how to fall in love with learning. So even pledging had a role in me learning how to figure out different ways to learn, you know, and transition that into football, learning a playbook. You know, I'm a different type of nerd. I'm a nerdy jock. So I take pride in when I have to learn something new. I do.
Nice.
My wife calls me a nerd all the time because of my GPA and stuff that I've had in the past. But I'm like, hey, I take pride in what I want to learn. And, you know, if I had to learn a new position, or, you know, if I had to, you know, learn a playbook, you know, a coach will know, hey, I can trust that he'll do everything in his power to learn. And I know the next day he'll know everything. And, you know, the last thing is, you know, I'm a good team player. You know, there's, you know, coaches also love, you know, in the collegiate level, that they love that I love to play special teams. And I learned how to love it. And everybody wants to be, you know, everybody wants to be noticed for what they do offensively or defensively, TDs and tackles and stuff. But, you know, I learned when I was introduced to Coach Creighton, I learned to love special teams. So when you being a role player and stuff and having to play 10 million different positions and, you know, how to do things, you know, you learn to, you know, to love the simple things, which is special teams, just running down and hitting somebody. You know, you can see on my highlight tape as well, we played Wyoming in 2015. I said, forget it, I'm just going to go light somebody up. And I end up doing that, knocking the guy out, knocking him out to play for, you know, a couple plays, and we end up winning that game. But, you know, we end up winning, which was great, but what the coaches love and the team love the most is the fact that I just went down and knocked somebody out. You know, that's just I just got that envy or that savage in me, where I'm just a very physical guy, and I think it comes from when I was playing at Muskegon High School, because we at the time I was playing in one of the toughest conferences in the state of Michigan, which was the OK Red, and me playing at Muskegon under Coach Lewis, and you know, of course I had the liberty to have three. I have the liberty of having three mothers. I have a mother-in-law, a stepmother, and a biological mother. So they're always on my back, make sure I had to do this, that, and the third. And me coming through Muskegon and playing in that program helped me become who I am today, you know, as a young man. So those are the qualities I'll have to bring, you know, whether it be NFL, you know, CFL, whatever. You know, those are the qualities I want to bring to a team. And, you know, I hope, you know, a coach will take this in consideration and understand, you know, I'm just searching for that opportunity. You know, I want to make somebody's team. I want to make a team better. I want to make a locker room better. I want to make, you know, a coaching staff better, whatever they want to do with me. I'm here to serve. So,
excellent stuff, man. That's the way you got to be, man. You know, it's an exciting time, and it's a grind. And like I said, you know, I was laughing when you were talking. You know, your wife said you got that that nerdy GPA, but you start bringing some big paychecks home because of that nerdy GPA, she's gonna love you that much more.
Man,
so like, hey, it's good you're hitting those books, man.
Man, she won't. I guarantee you, she wouldn't say a word. But until that day, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of coaches know, and I'm pretty sure you know if you have a significant other. Happy wife, happy life. You know, so
you learned early.
Man, I had to learn early. You know, being married young, you had to learn a lot of things young, and it plays a big role and it's very beneficial. So I love what I do. I love my wife very much. You know, she knows that I'm invested so much into this. And she knew when we even started dating, you know, she knew early on, like, hey, man, he's going to have a shot. And I knew I was going to marry her when she broke down the defense for the – I never heard a female break down the defense like she did. She broke down the defense, an NFL defense. She said, hey, you know, the Saints is moving to from a 3-4 to a 4-3 one year. And I'm like, what? How do you know stuff about this? So I'm like, hey, I got to put a ring on it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
It was a blessing.
It,
man. It was a blessing, you know, so. But, yeah, man, I have a big, you know, I'm blessed to have such a big support system. I've had a big support system since I was young. You know, I've been blessed to have a lot of people come in and out of my life that have made nothing but a benefit to me. So I'm blessed to be talking to you today.
Awesome. Well, we're blessed to have you on. Before we wrap things up, we are almost out of time, my man. We do like to always throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, since you're married, we still ask this question, and sometimes you guys answer, sometimes you don't. But female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, any female celebrity you're going to invite to lunch?
You about to get me in trouble. if I were to take out any female celebrity out to lunch, man, first person that comes to mind, Halle Berry. First person that comes to mind.
That's a franchise dinner right there. That's a good one there. let me ask you this one. Now, you played under Coach Creighton, I believe, at Eastern Michigan, and Coach Inessi at Ferris State. Would anybody in either one of those locker rooms do an impersonation of either coach? And if they did, would they do it in front of them?
Okay, so I'm glad you said that because I was actually known for doing an impersonation of all the coaches at Eastern and at Ferris State. So if anybody were to choose somebody, it would probably end up being me. I was very known. We used to do a lot of different talent shows, and they'd be like, oh, snap. No, bring Juwan on the stage so he could do the impressions. So I'm your guy.
Awesome. I'm glad I asked. And then the final question for you, my man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the paint jobs and designs on your cleats and spikes. If you could have any theme or idea put on your shoes, what would you want sprayed on there?
Man, I'm going to have to go ahead and he's going to have to spray that bulldog. He's going to have to make the cleats royal purple and bold gold for my bras for the cues. And we have that horseshoe. And that'll make a sci-fi on there, that brand on there, and that bulldog on there, so I can shout out my bros.
Nice. Man, you were quick on that one. You had that one. It's like you prepared for that one. That was good, man.
No, I'm a little jealous because somebody else had that idea already, and I was pretty mad because I wanted those things when I saw them. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to make them a little bit better than he did. So, but shout out to that, bro. I hope he did well in pursuing his dreams as well, so.
Awesome, man. Well, Juwan, hey, we really mean this. We appreciate you taking the time. We know you got a lot on your plate, pro days, workouts, staying in tip-top physical condition. You're chasing your masters. You got a lot going on. Obviously, you're married. That's that's just another level of dedication to itself. But, hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Oh, I appreciate it. Again, I want to say thank you for having me on the show today, man. I appreciate you letting me tell my story, man, and my struggle. There's nothing worth having if there's not a struggle with it. And I'm just blessed to be here, and I thank everybody that's been with me along the way. You know, everybody has been in from the Muskegon County to my family here in Ohio to all my family in Ann Arbor, you know, all my mothers,
all of my family from all across the globe, thank you, and it pays off. No, I know everything will pay off.
There you go, my man. Once again, Juwan Lewis, Fair State standout, also Eastern Michigan standout. And like I said, man, what a great show. You got to love the way this kid comes across. You could just kind of pick up. I mean, he mentioned how many times the perfectionist part of it. And you just kind of take this kid. This is an attention to detail type character kid. And I love when he said his coach called him and kind of said, hey, you know, we miss that energy you bring to the table, man. That kind of, you know, probably had to make him feel bad a little bit, but then again, it probably had to put some validation in how much he meant to the team as well. If you want more of today's guest, Juwan Lewis, you guys know the drill. iTunes, Under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk, Radio, you simply type in his name, and then we'll be getting this draft bio page. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.